Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
What's that?
People when go goats, to goats yoga classes and there are little pygmy goats bounce around and jump on your back and things like that.
What?
What are you talking
Check
about?
Check it out.
Goats are in the room.
And they jump on your back.
Yeah, they walk on your back. They walk up and down. Yeah.
Do they walk
goats.
Backwards like they do up a hill?
I've not seen that.
Goats walk backwards
they
up
moonwalk.
Hills?
They moonwalk. I do know that. Yeah.
Whoa. Goats walk backwards
yeah,
up a
hill? Yeah, goats walk backwards up a hill. You didn't know that?
No, I'm
does
unfamiliar.
It,
well, you
when
should
they
know.
That?
You spent all that time in Vermont at
but,
your cousin's.
But I didn't. I just looked. The goats were in a pen, and I just looked at them, and I went, that's great.
The Tony Kornheiser Show is on now.
All righty, then. Welcome to Chatter at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Jennifer Streets Northwest for a rare nighttime podcast. Yes!
I like how you call this nighttime.
Well, it's nighttime.
It's happy hour.
When I was driving here today, Gary Braun is here, Chris Saliza is here.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Nigel will run the board, do the news, take care of us all. We have it's mostly a betting show today. We will have Jeff Ma, we will have Chuck Todd, we hope to have James Carville. When I was driving here today, I saw the full moon in the eastern sky.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Huge.
And it's
huge.
Giant moon.
Yes.
Bigly moon. All the best moons.
Many people say it's the largest moon ever in history.
Of all time. It was wonderful. Let me also say hello to Henry and Stephanie Fine, who are here today, are friends of my friend Jody Forstadt. And Jody listens, so that'll make Jody very happy to hear that. I thought we'd start. By the way, when we are starting this right at 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock, the big sporting event right now is Duke-Gonzaga. It's at the half, and Gonzaga's winning by close to 10 points.
Yeah.
So it is possible. When you hear this, the game will have been decided by the time you hear this. We're not going to talk about it in any length, except to say this.
Oh, what a shot.
No, except to say this.
Live blog.
That I think that Duke is a very, very fine college basketball team at the moment. I think that the way they are being talked about is slightly insane. The notion that Duke could beat the Cleveland Cavaliers is crazy beyond words. It doesn't matter how bad Cleveland is. Duke has four guys who are 18 years old, and they're not ready to be pro. They'll be pros, and they could be pros, but they're not going to beat a professional squad yet, in the same way that Alabama is not going to beat the Buffalo Bills. And honestly, if Duke were to lose, that'd be the best thing that happened to Duke all season. Because that could get them out of that particular place that says, we are legendary, we are Spartacus, right?
Tone, does it change your view that J.R. Smith is no longer with the Cavs? Should we re-record?
That would make him more
with that piece of information.
Make him more beatable with him.
Yesterday with PTI, I anointed him Turkey of the Year because of what he did in Game 1 of the playoffs. And Wilbon said, no, I really like him. What he did wasn't so bad. And I said, you can like him. It was really bad.
I mean,
you didn't know the score. They could have won Game 1. Mm-hmm. Conceivably won
yes.
Game 1. They got swept as LeBron looked at him and LeBron best. Said, "You think I'm not leaving now?"
That's when you knew LeBron was going to the Lakers.
I would leave this evening if I could. This is so terrible. Anyway, but what do you think about what I'm saying about Duke?
Yeah, you know, I would agree with you.
Losing
I think
good.
Coach Krzyzewski would agree with you.
Losing good for Duke.
I watched them last night. I hadn't seen them before.
Against
I
Auburn.
Watched them against Auburn.
Yeah,
first
Auburn's
of all,
pretty good.
Breaking news. The guy from – Bruce Pearl is back coaching.
Yes,
I was
yes.
like, Bruce Pearl's coaching
yeah,
Auburn?
Yeah, yeah,
and Auburn is ranked number 8. So
yeah.
I obviously only pay attention to Georgetown. But I thought they looked good. Barrett,
not unbeatable.
Barrett and Cam Reddish both look great. The other kid, the big kid,
Zion Williamson,
look fine. They didn't get him the ball a lot. I mean, look, those are three top 8 picks, probably.
Well, they may be three top five.
Maybe they're top
picks.
Five.
Top five.
I mean, they're
yeah.
very, very
and they'll be
talented.
In the pros next year, but that doesn't mean that
I
as
could
a
see,
team.
I could see a
no, no
Kansas
one contends that, right?
A,
I mean, we always have this conversation.
You
the
can't
of
beat
season.
A pro. No.
No, and not only that losing would be good for them because now. Every time you turn on television, all you see are Zion Williamson dunks. They're impressive dunks, but they're worth two. They're worth two.
Now, the flip side of that equation is a Gonzaga win.
Big.
And they might go undefeated.
Big for them. Yeah, big. Well, because they're not much of a conference.
Last night, they said...
Well, they're West Coast Athletic Conference, right?
Yeah. Billis disagreed with this, but they were saying that there is chatter that this is...
Chatter.
Hashtag on brand.
Ding, ring the bell.
That this is Gonzaga's potentially Mark Few's best team. Now, Bill has said...
That's said all the time.
Yeah. It is, because they're... But three may be the highest or close to the highest they've ever been rated nationally in a poll. I mean, they're three. But okay. Who knows?
You know, one time they went to the Final Four. One time. They were number one seed 8 yep. million times, and one time they went to the Final Four. Where is Nigel? Nigel, what are you doing?
What's he was happening? Letting Rufus Peabody in the studio. Is this
which one is Rufus?
Yeah.
Rufus Peabody is right in the studio. Rufus Peabody.
Gets a round of applause.
The mystery man.
He exists.
Along with Jeff Ma, does Bet the Process. Does this blog that we love, and we love
podcast.
Jeff Ma.
Podcast.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Podcast.
Right, same thing. That's fine.
Rufus, are you from the Washington area? Are you actually an original native Washingtonian?
I am. I grew up in Alexandria. I went to T.C. Williams High School.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Titans.
Okay. And how did you, we'll get to Jeff later, but how did you and Jeff meet? And because how does that work? How does that relationship start?
Was it anything like the way Tony and Jeff met?
I don't know.
The way I met was rough with Jeff. Yeah.
He told me I had to ask you about that.
Oh, it is. I'm not going to do it. I've done it on air, and it's a very
it's
long
worth
story.
Doing it, yeah.
But I basically thought that he was. I felt very badly for him, and I was going to try to give him $50
Who's
or something.
This nerd?
And then I found out that.
Keep it close. Threw his keys at him, basically, and said, keep it close.
Yeah. So hey, anyway. Kid.
So you do that? You do this long distance, or do you live in California?
No, I don't. Actually, Jeff and I like do it remotely, which is why we interrupt each other so much on the podcast.
So that because there's no visual cue,
exactly.
You don't know. Oh, okay, all right. So we'll get to all of that.
Should Skype?
Let us start.
You do it, then you
let us start today's show.
Next one
with the most important thing that's going to happen tomorrow, which is there's 3 football games.
Oh yeah,
there's 3 big time football games. I don't want to cramp Jeff's style in case he's going to talk about these. So we'll talk about them amongst ourselves. Although Rufus could say something and we would and throw us off the scent with Jeff. The first game is the Lions at the Bears, in which any right thinking person is hoping the Lions win because it would be destructive to Wilbon's psyche. Because Wilbon
ruin his Thanksgiving.
Wilbon is so psyched about how good the Bears have been. They're much like the Redskins. They're an unexpected first place team.
Chase
the Lions
Daniel.
Are not very good.
Chase Daniel slated to start.
Is he going to start? Is Trubisky out?
As of the recording of this podcast.
Chase Daniel of Missouri
and formerly
Washington
Redskins
fame.
Trubisky battling a shoulder injury. Chase Daniel is slated to start. Ugh. Sources told NFL Network's Ian Rappaport.
Better hope the defense.
Well, that's going
to
change the line. I got a line here for Chuck Todd. Chicago -4.
No way.
That would change that line if Chase
Daniel. It's at Detroit, isn't it?
It's at Detroit. Yeah.
It is at Detroit. The current line I'm seeing, although it hasn't been updated since 12:30.
I thought there was some. 3. I thought it was questionable. I didn't think it was a definite thing.
I'm just telling you
fake
what Ian Rappaport
Gary.
Is reporting.
This is not the game that is uppermost on our radar, right?
No.
Not
who do you like
me.
In this game? Will you start to watch? In other words, are you held hostage by the NFL as I am?
Absolutely.
I think that.
Especially when it's going to be cold. Especially cold.
Yes. I think I like Detroit in this football game. I think when you're playing at home at 12:30 on a Thursday, you have a huge advantage. I mean, what did Chicago have? One day?
Chicago played the late Sunday night game. And is I know it's not much of traveling, but they're traveling.
Right.
Yep.
Chicago is at the worst disadvantage in terms of preparation. Right, Rufus? The worst of all time. Worst preparation disadvantage.
No, he'll tell you it's cooked into the line.
He will say it won't matter. It doesn't matter.
Coming off that Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And having to travel.
And play at
12:30. And playing the
12:30
game.
I mean, it's not a long, long flight.
I know, but it's still, you got to go.
Yeah.
Like, you're not at home. You are in a gots to go.
Breaking news. Rufus has a very complicated Excel spreadsheet open on his computer.
Is that right?
I don't know what that means.
Show him.
Well, it wouldn't
this
matter.
This is good radio. This is terrific radio.
It's great.
It doesn't matter.
It's very good. Complicated. It's much like we pick games.
Let's pass on that game.
Complicated algorithms.
Let's pass on that game. Let's go to Redskins-Cowboys. Redskins-Cowboys. Amazingly, the Cowboys are in it.
Yeah.
Right? The Cowboys
five
who look so bad, I believe, have won twice in a row on the road. I believe. They get home against the Redskins. The Redskins are 6-4.
That's
the
correct.
Cowboys are 5-5.
Also
this
correct.
Puts them tied, because the Redskins beat them earlier in the year, so I don't know what the tiebreaker is down the road.
It would be a virtual tie. I mean, the tie, it would be division record, which is TBD.
And the Redskins are playing with Colt McCoy. Now, but lest you think that Colt McCoy is no good, just let me remind you of this one thing. Colt McCoy, in the state of Texas, when he was the quarterback at the University of Texas, when he left school after 4 years, had won more games as a starting quarterback than anybody in D1 history. He was later passed by the kid from Boise State.
I think
the kid from Boise State passed
him. Is he still the leader at Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sure. And he can win games in the state of Texas. I believe he beat the Cowboys once.
He did.
In Texas, for the Washington Redskins. Chris, what do you think of this game?
He used to be able to run, too. I mean, he's 32 now, which is, I mean, I like, what's the line, Gary?
32, but he hasn't been hit in 5 years.
No, he hasn't played in, I thought.
Cowboys touchdown favorite.
I like the Redskins.
I got seven and a half. I thought we were giving Chuck 7.5.
I feel like I don't see an appreciable difference. I mean, I know there are different style quarterbacks, but I don't see, Gary's more of an expert on the Redskins, but I don't see an appreciable difference between Alex Smith and Colt McCoy.
He's taller.
You will see.
Yeah, I mean, he's bigger, but.
I think you will see a difference. You're going to see a much
more
crisper
field, right?
Redskins offense.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he knows Gruden's offense inside out.
Yeah, I agree with that.
There's a lot of talk about Alex Smith and Gruden not clicking. Alex Smith and Jordan Reed specifically not clicking, as you saw in that long touchdown return. And I don't
Wall,
think
Scotty
you're going to see that.
Situation.
I mean, I honestly think for this game, I'm not saying they're better with Colt McCoy. I'm not going there. But I'm just saying in this game, I think you may be surprised. Yeah.
Are you of that sounds like.
I think Redskins could win the game.
Right. So are you Cowboys at home having 1-2 in a row? Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott looked good the last two games. With all of the Sturm und Drang around Jason Garrett, who never gets fired no matter what.
Unbelievable.
And Jerry Jones running the team. The Cowboys seem to have overcome what I thought they stunk.
So
and now they are better.
Well, the recipe has been a big dose of Ezekiel Elliott, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Hasn't he had monster games the last two games?
Yes. Different front seven, though.
So October 21st, they lose at Washington 2017. They lose to the Titans 28-14
at home.
That's
right. And everybody's screaming, fire Jason Garrett.
And then they beat the Eagles 27-20 on the road and the Falcons 22-19. I mean, it's not. I think they're oversold at 7.5. I don't think they're that good.
This is interesting. I'm looking at Colt McCoy's stats specifically against the Cowboys. So his last starts came in 2014. He went 1-3, but his lone win was against the Cowboys.
In Texas.
25 of 30 for 299. No touchdowns and a pick. The Redskins won that game 20-17. And then in 2016, he was pressed into action. I guess maybe Cousins got hurt. And
Bob.
He was 7 of 11 for 128 and a touchdown in a 34-23 win over Dallas. So he has.
It's possible he owns Dallas. It's possible.
Again, short week, less time to scheme for him.
All right, so let's. The third game is the Falcons at the Saints. The Falcons, according to the line in front of me, are plus 13. I just want to say this. The Falcons were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yep. Yeah.
They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Matt Ryan was the MVP of the league.
The league.
2 years ago.
The National Football
this
League.
This is plus 13. That's a division game. Plus 13.
Feels like it should be more, doesn't it?
No! not intellectually,
Here's the last three results.
Yeah, a lot to a
for
little.
For the Saints.
They're killing people.
Yeah, okay, Rams, well, 45-35, they beat the Rams.
Right. That's a pretty big win.
They put up 51 against the Bengals, and then 48 against the Saints.
And what did
they
give up in those two?
So they beat the Bengals 51-14, and they beat the Eagles 48-7.
So let me bring in Rufus.
That's a
let me bring in Rufus, because again, we're not going to step on Jeff's toes, because Jeff is betting these games. Does that not seem like an enormous line to a divisional opponent that has a first strike capabilities with Matt Ryan? Seems enormous to me.
No, I agree. It's way too high. I think there's an overreaction. Anytime you see big blowouts like that, I think the market overreacts. And there's a lot of times value going against that.
I'm not saying they're going to win the game. But the Saints have looked so great. And there's always a letdown here or there. And the Falcons have a bad record, but the Falcons can put up points.
Yeah.
They actually can put up points. This is indoors. There's no weather.
Right.
Again, it's only 2 years ago that they not only did they go to the Super Bowl, they had it won. And their dopey owner was dancing on the sidelines.
Never go down the sidelines.
Right. And because never dance on Tom Brady's grave before he's in the grave.
Right.
Yep.
And that's what happened there.
And, I mean, the Falcons.
It's the only game I remember.
I know that the.
I don't remember yesterday. I remember
the Falcons
game.
Obviously lost to the Cowboys, but if you believe that the Redskins are semi-decent.
They're not.
There you go. Well, then you go. I mean, they killed the Redskins. But. If the Redskins are not semi-decent, then...
But the Saints killed the Redskins worse.
Yes, I know. I mean, the Redskins are... Yeah.
That the amazing thing
have
to me about
played
the
yet
Saints
this season. Forgive me, I'm working on a,
I don't
a
think
foreign computer. The Saints and Falcons.
I don't think they've played yet.
Let me look. I have their schedule up. Okay. Hold on.
The amazing thing about the Saints to me is everyone has now said, "Boy, their defense is really good." Whoa. Their defense has been terrible for a long time.
Yeah.
Terrible. They didn't just get suddenly good. Or maybe they did, but
they did play,
so.
To Gary's question, they did play September September 23rd.
Well, the Saints
won 43-37. In overtime.
In overtime. I'm not a math major. That's not 14, is
no,
it?
That's a tie game.
That's not 14.
They played them to a tie.
All right, so we will 16. Take a break. When we come back, will Chuck Todd join us?
Yes.
Chuck Todd will pick game. Chuck Todd.
Sleepy-eyed
Chuck Todd, hot as a pistol lately. Chuck Todd, 20-8 over the last four weeks.
Holy cow.
20-8 against the number. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the 23andMe ad. 23andMe is a DNA testing service that can offer insights into your ancestry, health, wellness, and traits. The 23andMe Health and Ancestry service includes reports on how your DNA can influence your weight, your sleep quality, your caffeine intake, your sense of taste, whether you're likely to become lactose intolerant, and more. It's easy to do. It's disgusting, but it's easy to do. You simply spit into the tube provided in your 23andMe kit. That's great background sound.
Thank
Chris.
You. I do what I can.
And then you mail your saliva, not your dog's saliva, not someone else's saliva that you may be on the ground collecting. No, you mail your own saliva sample back to the lab to be analyzed. And there's a bunch of things that will happen. There's a bitter taste report and sweet versus salty reports that'll show you how DNA can play a role in determining your food preferences from sweet to salty to bitter. There's the deep sleep report that tells you if you're more likely to be an especially deep sleeper, particularly after you've taken Xanax on a flight. There's the sleep movement report that tells you how much you're likely to move during your sleep based on your DNA. There's a saturated fat and weight report that tells you, based on your genetics, how your weight might be affected by saturated fats in your diet, and offers tips on which foods to watch out for if you're trying to eat less saturated fat. If you go to Chatter and you order the Ahi Tuna Tacos, there's no saturated fat.
Great.
And we're open.
Right.
We're open.
That's Gary's favorite.
We're
currently open on Wednesday. We are not open on Thursday, but we're open on Wednesday.
When
does this podcast drop in the East?
Oh, tonight.
When?
Well, probably around 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay, so
We'll still be open.
Now through Thanksgiving, which is tomorrow.
Yes.
But today, and through Thanksgiving, which means today and tomorrow, English major, 23andMe Ancestry Service kits are only $49 per kit when you buy two or more kits. That's 50% off the regular kit price of $99 just for this holiday. Order your 23andMe Ancestry Service kit at 23andMe.com/Tony. Use the numbers, 23, number 2, number 3,
that's right,
and me.com/Tony.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is a song called Love Future You. It's sent to us by Derek Salmon, who writes, "I hope you're having a great day. My name is Derek Salmon. I'm a musician from Wisconsin. First of all, I'm a huge fan of Tony. I love watching PTI. My brother and I used to watch it when we would get home from school, and we were both big football players. I've been following Tony's work since. Thanks for taking song submissions for the show. This one is a single I released on October 5th. It would make me super excited if it got aired at some point." This is what we do on this show.
Yes.
We take original music from people because it's free, because we can't afford to get the rights to all the other songs, and we give them air, and at the end of every podcast, we play their stuff in its entirety. Thank
you,
Derek.
It's a little band I like to call U2.
Yeah. So, Chuck Todd is going to join us now, and this comes from American University, class of 1978, Jerry Dias, D-Y-A-S, who writes, "Sleepy-eyed Chuck Todd, I think not. Ace Rothstein Todd, I definitely think so." Chuck Todd, in the last 4 weeks, is 20-8. Chuck Todd's record after a 5-2 week is 43-31-3. If you have bet with Chuck Todd all the way down the line, you're making enough money to challenge Tiger and Phil on Friday.
71% over a month.
This is great. I don't want
picking. Let me point out, picking seven games a week
that
you are selected.
Then we select.
How's it taste, Stephanopoulos?
Yes. Not his seven faves.
Okay, so now I don't want to put tremendous pressure on you, but Rufus Peabody is in the room right now. He's in the room.
Rufus
Peabody.
I'm just telling you.
Seems unimpressed with the 71% number.
He said he didn't know Chuck, didn't recognize the name.
I've actually been in the real world doing pretty well. So I got a little cocky last night, and I don't normally do college basketball, but I was like, I'm going to watch a little bit of that Duke game, that Duke-Auburn game. So, you know, I teased it down. I was telling Nigel this on the phone, and I teased it down to 6.5. And I was feeling great. You know, Duke was in control the whole time.
Oh, no.
Never quite pulled
gambling
away.
Is the worst. Here
and
it
then,
comes.
And then I remembered why I don't do college basketball. Game is over. Guy throws up meaningless three, goes in, covers the 6.5. Well, and it's like,
then it's not meaningless, was it?
It exactly. Wasn't meaningless. Wasn't meaningless to me. And then I remembered that's why I'm not a total degenerate gambler.
So that was Duke against Auburn. You had a chance to go back with him tonight. I told this at the beginning of the show. This game is over when you hear this, when the general public hears this. But at the moment, with 13:30 left in the second half, Gonzaga is plus 11. So
this game up is 11. Fantastic. I feel like I'm watching the NCAA tournament.
And I should point out, just as a footnote, it wasn't a big deal that Duke lost last night because Chuck, as he told Nigel before he came on the air, only had 6 dimes on it.
Okay, so there you go.
No big deal.
Not a big hit for him.
Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Chicago at Detroit. Gary, the line that we had is Chicago minus 4, but Gary just said a couple of minutes ago that Mitch Trubisky is apparently not going to start. And I don't think with the NFL that you can fool around with that because there's so much betting, and that Chase Daniel will start. We will. I'm willing to give you this line. I'm willing to give you Chicago minus 4 and find out how you are influenced by the notion that Trubisky will not start. Doesn't mean he won't play.
Well, look, I was into Detroit even before that for one reason. I mean, Chicago was really getting screwed here. They had to play the Sunday night game.
Yep.
And then they play the early Thursday.
Yep.
So and then going on the road to do that. So I was already sort of on Detroit simply for that, and then feeling this feels like Detroit's sort of last hurrah as it is. But I bet you this moves it at least 2 or 3 points. I bet you Chicago's still favored, but I bet you it ends up 1 tomorrow.
That well, you're gonna bet. You're getting minus 4.
Plus.
Because that's what we do. No, Chicago's minus 4.
Plus 4. I'm going to take
Yeah, you take Detroit.
Detroit.
Yep.
How are you on Matt Patricia lecturing sports writers to show him the proper respect when he actually looks like a guy at a carnival who guesses your weight?
How about this? Harry that's Harris. What he looks like. How about this? Wear your hat forward.
Stop.
You know, it reminds me of people that ask for members of the press corps to act with a certain amount of decorum.
Now, people wouldn't do
they
that,
go
Chuck.
On Twitter, and then they go on Twitter and call people names.
Yep.
Yes.
I can't imagine anybody doing
who
that.
Would like, do
Matt
that?
I was trying to think about
who
like,
is Matt Patricia role
well, he did. To counter Chuck's point, Matt Patricia did lead a team to 5 Super.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, that was.
So, I was thinking about this. Like Belichick.
No, but he had the biggest electoral college victory ever, Chris.
Belichick didn't cut the sleeves off when he was with the Jets, right? Like that stuff came, I want to say. Later, after he had enjoyed some success.
He didn't do it in Cleveland either. He did it in New England, and he did it for his... The reasons he did it have nothing to do with the reasons that Matt Patricia does.
I understand, but you can get away with that stuff.
That's when you
win. Won.
All right, here's a game that is an enormous number. We just went through these things, Chuck. Atlanta in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, with the MVP of the league 2 years ago, Matt Ryan. Atlanta at New Orleans. Atlanta getting 13 points in a divisional game that's played indoors, which they are used to as well as New Orleans. 13, what are you doing?
Not only that, they have played this year, and it was a shootout, and it was a fairly competitive game. I love Atlanta here at 13.5. I mean, this is New Orleans. I mean, you know, obviously they're both short week, but everybody has been basically already awarding New Orleans the Lombardi Trophy.
Yes.
That they're the best team in football.
Yep.
They've been all of that. That's a lot of points. Give me all those points. Give me Atlanta and all those points. This should be a fun game.
The most entertaining game of the day. The New York Giants are at Philadelphia. Something is desperately wrong with Philadelphia. They keep losing and losing and losing. I don't know what's wrong. The Giants are getting 6. The Giants, I think, have won 2 in a row. Eli continues to be allowed to start as long as they keep winning. The Giants have, it's sort of unfathomable to me. They've got Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham Jr., which you think would be better than 3-7 or whatever they are.
Eli Evan Ingram ain't bad either.
It's so odd to me. Giants getting 6 at Philadelphia that's a Sunday game.
You say they're 3-7. I say they're 2 for their last 3, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
2 for the last 2, actually.
I just don't see what Philly has done to earn the right to be favored by this many. You know, I just they were New Orleans was playing prevent defense, and Carson Wentz wasn't scoring. They couldn't even get garbage. They couldn't get garbage touchdown. I like the Giants and the points here. I just because I don't think Philly should be. I mean, what have they done to be favored by that much?
I just want to point out the Chuck Todd trend.
Uh-oh.
Three teams with the points. I'm just saying he's taking points on three. He's taking three underdogs at this point.
You don't question a man who's 20-8.
I'm just.
There's a ton of big numbers this week.
Yeah.
Here's one. New England is at the Jets. They have trouble at Miami. I don't think they have that kind of trouble at the Jets historically. But they're giving 9.5. That's a pretty big number, again, in a division game. The Jets are coming out of a bye. If it was Andy Reid, I would like the Jets, but it's not Andy Reid. New England minus 9.5.
And this is the McNown, right? No Darnold?
No, Darnold's not. Darnold hasn't played in 2 weeks to this point.
Yeah. I hate having to give all these points, but I don't trust the Jets here. I don't. It's a lot of points, and I guess I could picture the Jets backdoor covering this, but I'd rather be on the side of the
You're going to take New England.
Can you name a player other than Darnold
on the
who's
Jets?
On the Jets?
No.
Neither can
I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody.
I feel like I follow it closely, and I have a fantasy football team.
Name like, isn't there a receiver
Quincy
named Azukama?
No, Quincy Anunua.
Yeah, I picked him up on my fantasy.
Robbie that's the Anderson. Only reason. Fantasy football is the only reason you would ever know any of them.
Don't know.
Is Freeman McNeil still the running back?
No, not anymore.
Pittsburgh is at Denver.
Al Toon. I believe Al Toon is there,
Pittsburgh is at Denver. In Mark Maskey's ratings today of all NFL teams, he had Pittsburgh 2. He had Pittsburgh 2. Pittsburgh was so fortunate to beat Jacksonville the other day. Pittsburgh, Roethlisberger was picked, and they got this phantom call, and that would have been his fourth pick. They are at Denver, Pittsburgh laying 3. Who do you like?
I like Pittsburgh here a lot.
Whoa.
I think they should be laying more points. I think 3 is a gift. I think Denver's getting too much credit for their win.
Their last second walk-off kick.
In the words of your Bet the Process guys, I think there's value here.
Okay.
That's right. All right. Good upside.
Big game, a game that at the beginning of the year, before any games were played, if you told me that Green Bay was going to Minnesota, I would tell you that it's possible the winner would go to the Super Bowl in the NFC. I would say that. I wouldn't say that now. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers once again getting points. Green Bay plus 3.5 at Minnesota. Minnesota, a very disappointing team to my mind so far.
I heard a stat. Gary, you may know this stat better. Kirk Cousins against teams with a winning record, 4-20.
Well, I remember when he was here. It was a very long time before he had. I mean, that sounds about right based
4-20
on his experience here. Yeah,
yeah. It's some really horrendous. Now,
yeah, but Green Bay's not Cousins, doesn't have a winning record.
I know that's the good news for Kirk Cousins.
Right.
This is the Sunday night game, right?
I don't know. Is it?
I'll check that.
It is.
Okay. I think it is.
Yes.
I think it is. Kirk Cousins is not going to show up on a big night.
Kirk.
So you're going to take Green Bay?
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers in the points here.
Okie dokie.
I think this is Green Bay's last hurrah. I still think McCarthy's now done enough to get fired, but they'll be classy and wait till the end of the season.
That's also not only are you taking mostly underdogs, though you didn't do it with New England and Pittsburgh, but you've now taken 5 road teams out of 6 games. You've taken 5 road teams.
Tony, you say before the season you would have said maybe the winner goes to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Green Bay wins that. There's a shot that neither makes the playoffs.
Yes.
I mean, and then 5-5 and 1.
Yes.
Both.
All right, here's the last game we're giving you. The Washington Redskins, this is tomorrow afternoon. They're at Dallas. Dallas resurrected, oddly. The Redskins getting a pretty big number. They're getting 7.5 against a team they already beat. Rufus, down the road, you're going to have to explain that to me, how you get 7.5 against a team you already beat.
I'm guessing that Rufus would say part of this is everyone saw the leg snap in half. They know it's a backup quarterback. They don't know what to expect from him. Just like seeing New Orleans go crazy and score 1,000 points. I mean, maybe that builds some of the value.
Who you got, Chuck?
Well, I mean, look, Colt McCoy having to go on the road, short week, all of that. But I don't think Dallas should be favored by this much, by especially with that hook. I'm taking the Redskins. I think I have all underdogs for tomorrow's games.
That's correct.
So I think all the
you have six road teams. Six. Does that make you nervous?
This should be where my streak comes to an end. Then that's a lot of. If I'm banking on that many road teams, I'm in trouble.
Six road teams. Yeah.
I mean,
six road teams. But you are 43, 31, and 3. So you can go 0-for.
Eat it, Cap. Eat it, Sheehan.
That's right.
So true.
Sheehan.
I don't know that name.
Thank you, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
Have a good
week.
Holiday,
bye,
Chuck.
Good bye, Chuck.
Good Thanksgiving. I almost said Christmas. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Well, that one too. Well, you know.
If we just gave you Chuck Todd, and all, as always, refuse to ask him about politics, even though that's what he does for a living, that would be enough, but mm-hmm. we give you more.
See the monkey, he's scritch, scritch, scratching, watching his iPad, smoking and laughing, hanging with Bud Grant, tap, tap, tapping on his purple attaché.
Join in, Rufus!
Zoo, Reginald's got the fight, spikes, too. Sometimes he throws his poo, 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 and he's had too much Johnny Walker Blues.
Nigel, did you go down the zoo?
I did. I went down to the zoo, and it was very depressing, Mr. Tony.
Why?
Well, first of all, his cage, which is usually decked out with just all this great stuff, was completely empty. He was in there by himself wearing sunglasses.
What's happened?
His hand was in a cast. His right hand was in a cast. He was on crutches. I think that some people have been trying to collect some money from him.
Is that
in fact,
right?
Why were there
he
somebody?
He was 0-3 last week.
Yeah, what's his record now, Gary?
He's hit hard times.
13-19-1.
Yeah. Hard times for a monkey.
Somebody knocked on the door while I was there.
He's like the anti-Chuck.
He's like, yeah, he does. It used to be a nice place. He just said, just be very quiet, and maybe they'll go away.
Turn the lights out.
Yes. So the first game we gave him was the Philly Giants game. Philly at home giving six. And you know the famous story about the Philly fans throwing snowballs at Santa Claus?
Yes.
Well, if you look at the film, if you zoom it in.
I've actually read a piece on this.
There is Reginald. And I believe with him is Steve Carlton.
There you go.
Snowballs.
The big lefty.
Yes, they were going a
bit
together.
They move.
Late movement, yes. So clearly he's got ties to Philadelphia, and he will take the Eagles
and
get
the six. That's
actually
true.
Yes, that is 100% true. Yeah. The next game we gave him was Minnesota at home giving 3.5 to their rival Green Bay. And this was actually a very recently film of him deep frying turkeys with Bud Grant, Les Steckel, and Keith Millard.
Now you have to make sure that turkey's thawed out.
If Minnesota loses this game,
oh, they're done.
The backlash against Kirk Cousins, the Kirk Cousins signing, will be enormous.
Yes. And the last game we gave him, of course, was the Redskins on the road getting 7.5 at Dallas. And this was a nice photograph of him taking a hot air balloon ride with Tom Landry and Danny White and Tony Dorsett.
There you go.
When it was, but, you know, it was very lovely. See you so close to years ago.
All right, this is great. So we will take a break. We'll come back with news and maybe James Carville.
James has confirmed for us.
James has confirmed. Will he talk into his phone instead of
50 what do you got on the Furman Campbell game? Yeah. That's what it'll be.
The Campbell Camels. What do you got? Yes. All right, I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
The Tony Kornheiser Show.
And this is the ExpressVPN read. The fall sports season is one of the hardest times of the year to get through without a cable subscription, from professional and college football to baseball's October Magic. Of course, that was great for us who were Red Sox fans this year. Being exiled from the sports world is a nightmare. But now, with ExpressVPN, you can stream all of your favorite teams in any sport on your computer, phone, or tablet. ExpressVPN is the biggest secret cable, is the biggest secret that cable companies don't want you to hear about.
I'm paid by a cable company.
Yeah,
I mean, that's same. Important to me.
Then they don't want to hear about this, yes. ExpressVPN can get you any IP address in the world, letting you access sports streams available in other countries. It also lets you, and this is for when you travel abroad, Tony.
Yes,
you want to be able
to
get
all the time.
Yes, exactly. It also lets you securely use the internet without being tracked by anyone. ExpressVPN keeps your online activity private and anonymous while you browse, email, download, or stream. And their easy-to-use app encrypts all your internet data and hides your IP address, protecting the internet. entire connection. ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month. That's a great deal. Runs seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, or tablet. And every time you use the internet without ExpressVPN, you're putting sensitive data at risk. So here's what you need to do. To unlock access to the streaming content you want today and find out how you can get 3 months free, go to expressvpn.com/Tony. That's T-O-N-Y. That's Express, ExpressVPN.com/Tony for 3 months free with a 1 year package. Visit ExpressVPN.com/Tony to learn more.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is sent to us by Kendall Jackson, not that Kendall Jackson.
Careful, Luke.
Who writes, the joy of sharing my name with a high-end gas station wine can only be matched by my sycophantic allegiance to your podcast. Including this email are some tracks from the yet-to-be-released EP from my band, The Highballers. The songs on this album range from Divorce to Spite and include a Graham Parsons cover I know you and your fans can relate to, called Older Guys. Playing our music on your show is a thrill to me and has literally generated dozens of new fans. Thanks for the laughs of the last couple of decades. This is called Come With Me to Jackson. At the end of the podcast, you can listen to anybody's music that we play, especially The Highballers. They will be on. And Nigel, if people want to send us this music, since it's sent to you, what do they do?
Please send it to jingles@tonykornheisershow.com. It has to be your band. You're in the band. Please don't be like, oh, hey, these guys, you too, as Chris referenced before. You should play them.
Love their work.
If it's like your brother or your friend, you have to get them to email us with their permission. Yes. Send it as an MP3, but we'd love to hear from you. We've got all kinds of great music. We'd love to hear yours
as well.
What
if my friend is Paul McCartney?
Well, Paul has my numbers. We can call me directly.
The Highballers reminds me of a great old Buddy Hackett joke, which is appropriate for a crowd at Chatter. Where,
Are you sure?
No.
Giraffe.
It's Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think
don't
so.
Don't even go there.
I've got my finger on the button.
James Carville joins us now. James had a poor week last week in the sense that he was 0-2. But James was sort of out of the blue last week. I think he's prepped. You prepped for this week, right?
I prepped this week. I got to confess, I've all caught me a little bit off guard, but I'm ready to go. We're ready to win some money this weekend. The first thing is, you picked the New Orleans Saints and laid it 12 points.
The reason why I thought it was 13. We'll give you 12.
It's a short week, but we're at home and they're on the road.
Right.
And I have never, I mean, I was at the game. I don't know if any professional quarterback has ever been on as much as Drew Brees is on right now. I mean, literally, I'll talk about Unitas or Tom Brady or anybody you want. I mean, it is unbelievable to watch him out there. So
Drew Brees is having the greatest year ever. He, at the moment, has 25 touchdown passes and one interception. He is completing passes at a percentage of close to 78. No, it's the greatest year ever so far, James. It is.
Let me say, to that point, James was at the game.
But what we got to understand is some of his passes – are like basketball free throws. They just end up in the receiver's hands. I've never seen anything like it.
So, James, there was a point in the game, and I guess you didn't see the broadcast. Sounds like you were there, where the Saints had the ball, and I forget who the intended receiver was, but he was overthrown wildly, and Buck was like, oh, my God, you know, Drew Brees really oddly off with that pass. And they says, oh, my bad, that was Taysom Hill. They put Hill in there for one game. And it was like, it didn't hit the guy between the numbers, and they thought something was wrong with him. But he's been unbelievable.
And, you know, the first half of the first quarter, I thought he was like 5% off. And then I said to myself, he's 10% over his, you know, after a while. It was one of the greatest part of it. As sports, I don't know what to say. I was just dumbfounded watching the game.
What else?
I'd take the under, I think like 47.5.
Same game?
LSU A&M game.
Okay, LSU.
They don't have much of an offense. We don't have a great offense. The only reason it gives me a little pause, but I'm going to go with it, is their secondary is not very good. But Joe Burrow is not a great passer. So I like the under in that game.
Who's LSU playing?
Texas A&M.
A&M.
Okay.
Yeah, A&M. And they have 2.5-point dog. I'm not going to touch the point spread. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
CM3.
I'm not going to touch the point spread. And what's the Ohio State-Michigan line? Because I just love that game. That's one of my favorite games.
Ohio State, I'm seeing 4-56.
4-56.
Michigan's minus four. Yeah. Michigan's minus
four.
Right,
and they're playing in Columbus.
They haven't won since 2000.
Golly.
They haven't won since 2000.
Four is a lot of points in a game like that. And, you know, Urban Meyer, Michigan is awfully good. I mean, it's a tough one, but I'm going to take Ohio State.
Okay.
I think a four is a lot, and you know, I've become a big Ohio State guy because we've got so many good Ohio State players on our team. You ought to build a monument to them, man. I thought it'd be a big
on the Saints.
That's going to be my three for this weekend.
Okay, so you've got New Orleans, you've got the under in the LSU game, and you've got Ohio State getting four.
That's correct.
Good luck.
Well, is Elizabeth cooking for you on Thanksgiving?
Yes, Elizabeth is cooking tomorrow for me. Yes, I'm very thrilled about that.
Oh, good. Well, I'm with my youngest daughter. We're going to the Bachelor's Club for the debutante tonight, so I'm in white tie. And
oh, nice robe. James, we assume you're always in white tie.
White tie. White tie. That's fantastic.
Man, we ain't half-stepping around this joint. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Turducken tomorrow for you guys, James?
Huh?
Turducken tomorrow for you guys?
I think we got a turducken and we got a prime rib. I don't know what we got. We got a lot coming, though. We always have a turducken on
enjoy and our best to Mary. All right, be good.
I will. Good luck, guys. Love all of y'all.
Thanks. Have a good holiday.
I would say an elite level of preparation there. And his phone usage, really an A+.
Wow, he literally spoke every word into the phone, which is such an upset.
Also, he bet the under on something.
Well, LSU game.
And he shaves the points or gives himself points.
He's going to start gambling on baseball next.
I have a letter here from John Myers, who writes, it was a brilliant comparison with Zion Williamson and Herschel Walker. You were right. They are transformative athletes. That's very nice. I don't know how I got that. And also, I got this from Sam Sorvino. Is it Sam Sorvino?
Is it Mira?
I think it's Paul.
Sorvino. Sam Sorvino, who sent us a Christmas card to everybody here and enclosed the coming up schedule for the Nashville Sounds. It's their minor league baseball team.
I've been there.
Who are they?
I don't know.
I have seen a game in Nashville Sound Stadium. It's very nice.
I don't know if it's this
Tony,
year
by
year.
The way, regarding New Orleans, James getting New Orleans laying 12. The line, I mean, I'm on scoresandodds.com
right now.
The line opened at 13 is 13 or maybe 12.5 everywhere.
Not 12.
James lays 12.
He lays 12. Yeah. James calls his own lines.
Yeah. Well, he does.
Rufus, wouldn't it be great if you could just make your own line?
Oh, I'd love it.
it's 11. I'll take it at 6.
All right, do you have some news stories? What do you got?
I do indeed, Mr. Tony. We'll start off with
Texas Rangers, by the way, Nashville Sound. AAA affiliate of the Rangers. Right.
We'll start off with a topic that I know is very important to you, and that is, of course, the weather. It is going
It's going to be so cold.
Yes.
So cold. There's a two-day blast of Arctic air. We're going to have, I think in Washington, there's a real possibility. I play golf every Thanksgiving. I'm not playing tomorrow. There's a real possibility it'd be the coldest Thanksgiving in 50 years. In New York, the Macy's Day Parade is in some jeopardy.
Yeah.
It's not going to get above 20 or 21.
What does that
and
have
if it's
to do
high
with the
winds.
Oh, high winds. Winds.
High
yeah,
winds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I got you.
So, I mean, yep.
It's
really going to be cold.
1971, the only time that they couldn't do
it's
the floats.
It's current, it is alarmingly cold.
Current forecast in New York City, 29 is the high.
Yeah.
And it's going to be full sun. So, I mean, it's misery.
Alarmingly cold.
Yeah,
I played golf today. I knew,
today
I
you could get out there, right?
I think it's the last good day of the year.
Yes, our highs are near 30 to as warm as the mid-30s. Now, the numbers...
It's not warm.
The numbers that
and
we're
I
looking
left
at.
That Canada Goose coat in the lobby of the Four Seasons in Chicago. I should have taken it.
Yeah,
just stolen
have.
It from Wilbon.
You
what does Wilbon
have.
Care? He's got four of them.
He probably does.
He's only got one body. He's got four coats.
The number we want to look at, if the high temperature only hits 30 degrees, that would tie the all-time coldest this Thanksgiving, November 27th, 1930. I think you had just graduated from high school, right?
No, I
had to take the PG year.
That's right.
So...
You were at Exeter. Northampton.
What
else?
My mistake. Mr. Tony, there seems to be some mystery going on with former number one pick Markelle Fultz.
Oh. David had a story in The Athletic, right?
Yes.
Yes. I've not read that yet. I know it's out there.
In addition to what Nigel was going to say.
Markelle Fultz is a DeMatha kid, right?
Yes.
And David's DeMatha.
Allegedly, there is also... So there's the shoulder has long been an issue. But there is also apparently now a wrist problem that he's going to have. Look, he spent the whole last year. They remade his shot.
Yeah.
So he can't shoot.
Yeah, you saw those videos
of
him like anything outside the key.
And if you watched him in high school or college, He played 1 year at Washington.
Yeah, Washington. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was outstanding. I watch him in high school because
he's the number one pick.
He was out. He could shoot.
It may be over. Yep.
How good does Danny Ainge look right now?
Yeah, because Jason Tatum looks pretty good. Yeah,
Jason Tatum looks like he
can play. How do you keep him on the team? This Brett Brown was asked a million questions about it today.
Well, they just got Jimmy Butler. They don't.
Right. They don't need him.
That changes everything.
Right.
So, all right, go ahead.
Staying with the association, big game tonight. The Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. This would be LeBron's
homecoming
return.
Of sorts.
Yes, LeBron returning to a place where he won a championship.
I hope he gets cheered. He delivered a championship.
He absolutely should.
You don't think there'll be any boos? No boos. I hope there are no boos.
Yeah, I don't think he would get booed there.
Okay. Not now.
Not the way he left.
He delivered. He delivered. Four finals in a row. Delivered.
Yes.
You know.
I mean, he brought a championship there. What else do you want?
Okay.
And by the way, the Lakers now stand at 9-7, so you're tracking okay for that.
Yeah. I'm okay on 50.
By the way, Lonzo,
I did better on my Cleveland pick.
Lonzo, just because I'm weirdly fascinated with him, Lonzo scored zero in either their last game or their two. I mean, he's just not good.
Wilbon,
he's currently averaging 7.8 points
Wilbon
a game.
Wilbon maintains how good he is, and I look at Mike and I go, I don't think he's that good, Mike. I
play pickup basketball with people who shoot better than him. I mean, seriously. I don't play in a good league.
That's a Sheehan take.
And if you think he can't shoot, Markelle Fultz can't shoot. Go ahead.
As you sit down to your Thanksgiving feast, and by the way, I should take this time to say, everyone, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Because
that's not what you said to me off air.
Because we don't celebrate this holiday in my country. No, I'll be at the British Embassy watching Chariots of Fire, as we do every year.
Watching cricket.
Yes. If you sit down to your Thanksgiving feast, and someone passes you a plate full of romaine lettuce.
No,
run.
This is a true fact.
Nowhere
and I got
in
home
the world
last night, and I had taken home a salad, you know, that had come to me yesterday at the show. I didn't eat it. I get lunch catered every day, so I took the salad home. And I turn on, because I'm old, I turn on the nightly news, and Lester Holt is talking about a romaine lettuce scare, about how the CDC said, dump it. Right. I don't care if you've taken five bites.
Flee your house.
Dump it right now. Right. And I'm looking at it thinking, this looks good. I want to have it. I want to have it.
Can't do it.
I dumped it. I dumped it.
That's a smart thing.
Well, Chatter
dumped romaine. Everybody, if you like romaine and you're not scurred and you want to go to a dumpster, you've got enough lettuce for a year. Just go right to the dumpster.
CDC says get a flu shot. People are like, eh. CDC says get vaccinations. People are like, eh. CDC says don't eat romaine. Everyone's like, don't get the lettuce out of the house. Right. It's like everyone listens to the romaine recall.
Speaking of salads, Naomi Stahl.
Terrific segue.
Right, Jim. Well, thank you. It's professionally done. Don't try this at home, kids.
Jeez.
Went to a place called Cava. I'm not familiar
Cava.
With
Cava.
Cava.
God, you are the worst. You clearly don't live in the
suburbs. You really are not familiar with Cava?
I'm going there after this, and I'm not putting romaine in my bowl.
It is a fast casual, but they also have some sit-down locations.
Look, when I want to eat, I go to one place, and that, of course, is
Chatter. Chatter, baby! Right.
So
Chatter,
true.
Where we are full-service, for-profit.
And you can get romaine here. You can get romaine here. It's on the special menu. Just ask for the romaine.
The romaine here is delicious.
If you special order romaine,
we will get it for you. Just sign this waiver, sir.
We actually have a glut of it right now. Yeah. We bought the romaine from everywhere else.
Yeah,
you guys selling it?
Pennies on the dollar.
This is where you want to be. Yeah. By the way, some good news for Chatter in terms of the restaurant competition business. Did you see J. Paul's down in Georgetown will be closing their doors?
I don't want to be happy for people to lose their jobs. Although good servers and bartenders are welcome here.
Exactly.
I guess that's how you see it.
So what happened to this woman?
So she ordered a salad, went home to a place in Tenleytown. Tenleytown, not that far from here.
Wait, hold on a second. She left and she went somewhere else.
Yes.
Whatever is in that salad when she gets somewhere may not have been in that salad when she bought it.
I didn't
go to Yale or Yale Law, I think I can take that position.
She ordered the salad via the restaurant's app. And inside was lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, tzatziki sauce, if I'm pronouncing it.
Tzatziki? Oh my God. What planet is he from?
I'm from England.
Jeez.
And what else?
Tzatziki sauce.
rather large sliced lemon and a frog.
A frog.
Living or dead?
And not just a frog that was there, a frog that was angry that it was in there, hopping around saying, let me out
he
of
here. He was hopping mad.
I'm just gonna say that if this went to court,
yeah,
I think it's tossed out. Because you don't, once it leaves the restaurant, even if it's under the care of your driver, I don't think it counts. I think that frog could have gotten in somewhere else.
The COO of Cava, is that how you pronounce it?
Stop trolling me.
Said, well, this really doesn't happen all that often. So.
I would hope not.
That's the best line.
I would hope not all that often, but
almost
how often?
Never.
We haven't had this happen all week.
Not again. Actually, his first quote was, not again.
Really?
The frogs.
That's very good.
There you go.
All right. Can I just ask Chris one question here? What do you make of the President of the United States saying to the CIA, but I'm believing the other guy because our ally is more important?
I mean, look, I used to work at the Post. The Post has spoken out very, I think, rightly and very strongly that this is absolutely appalling. I mean, the Trump statement, the amazing thing is I was off yesterday and I got the statement and it was, I was like, is this, I always think this. Like, is this like, is there a letter off on the email or something? Like, is this satire that I'm being asked? Because there was, my first glance, I'm scrolling on my phone, there's like 9 exclamation points in the statement from the president. And one of them is what he constantly says, which is, it could have been Mohammed bin Salman, could have been someone else too.
Maybe the CIA.
Now the CIA, which, you know, is part of our government, says it was Mohammed bin Salman, and he personally ordered it.
Yeah, we're pretty sure on that.
I mean, basically what Trump said is like, this is what he said. I mean, I'm barely paraphrasing. It was like, we have a good relationship financially with Saudi Arabia, and I don't want to jeopardize that. So therefore, even though we know that this happened,
it didn't happen. Don't look over there. Don't look there.
It's
the other way.
He's remarkably transparent.
He's not unapologetic.
Many politicians would say, like, it's a complicated issue. He's just like, look, he probably did it. Might not have, but he probably did. But we get a lot of cash from
that. Yeah, we're pals with him. All right,
it's
that's good.
Just
40 gazillion jobs, too, we get from the Saudis. Yeah. Don't forget.
Many, get out of here.
Many people say the most jobs.
Old Guy Radio, when we return. And Jeff Ma will join his podcast, Confrere, Rufus Peabody, from Bet the Process. And Jeff will be picking games that I assume, Rufus, you discussed this with him or no?
Do I get to pick games too?
Yeah, if you want to.
Oh yeah. Oh,
wow. Double whammy.
We always were under the impression he speaks for the two of you, so you guys don't necessarily take the same game.
So you've never listened to the podcast?
I have not, I'm sorry. No, I don't listen to podcasts. I think they're foolish.
Well, it's a money loser, we know that.
We have Rufus too. When we return, I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Gobble, gobble. This is the Thanksgiving underpants read. And this
I have
is the
waited
year.
All year for this.
Well, it happens once a year. This is the year that you can finally tackle your holiday shopping early, and guess what? You can get everything you need for you and your loved ones at MeUndies. MeUndies uses that coveted micro-modal fabric, which is, as you know, 3 times softer than your average cotton. If you've never felt this fabric, get ready to experience pure bliss in underwear form. You can also get a style that is perfectly suited for you. Men and women can choose from 4 different cuts, all of which are available from classic colors to the adventurous prints. Speaking of prints, this holiday season, MeUndies will be releasing a new print every Tuesday, so get ready.
Wow, so there would be Christmas themed prints.
That's
exciting.
Oh, they don't stop at Christmas.
New Year's themed prints.
That means you'll have no excuse not to celebrate the holidays right down to your very core. But why stop at Undies? This year, MeUndies is launching their holiday prints and lounge pants.
We've just received lounge pants. Yeah.
And onesies as well. Both are made from the same micromodal fabric as their undies. And nothing says, get out of my house, Thanksgiving is officially over, as snapping on a pair of micromodal lounge pants. MeUndies has a great offer for my dad's listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TonyK. That's MeUndies.com/TonyK.
It's a great holiday read, Michael. Just great.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Old Guy Radio for the day is Maurice Williams and Zodiacs with one of the shortest songs to ever be number one.
The shortest.
shorter than the letter by the box top?
Yes. A minute what?
I think it's a minute 32. Is
fantastic.
Where
so
yes.
I'm covered by everybody.
Including famously
Jackson Brown.
Jackson Brown, right.
Everybody yes. covers Stay.
Yeah.
It's just because it is that good. And you're out of here in a minute 40. So yeah. it doesn't
We could
matter.
Almost play the whole song, actually, but not it's quite. Really by the way, the song was written by Maurice Williams in 1953 when he was 15 years old. He had been trying to convince his date to not go home at 10 o'clock as she was supposed to. He lost
that's
the
argument. Wake up little Susie. That's how that
Baby,
works.
Baby, it's cold outside.
He lost the argument, and then 10 minutes later, he had written this song.
And he was made for the rest of his life,
yes.
which is wonderful. All right. Jeff Ma joins us now. Jeff.
Oh, and yeah. I should say, it hit number one on this date in 1960. That's why we're playing.
So that's yes. 58 years yes. ago. I was already out of high school. Jeff Ma was 3-2 last week. He reversed his losing ways. He went and won. He's 27-23-4. So if you bet all the time with Jeff Ma, you're not rolling in it like you are with Chuck Todd, but you're winning money. I don't know if there's additional pressure in that his Bet the Process podcast colleague, Rufus Peabody, is here as well and wants to pick games. When Rufus said in the break, I want to pick games, I thought to myself, how great is this? They could perhaps disagree on something. That would make me very happy.
Bare-knuckled brawl.
Jeff, what do you have for us this week?
We very seldomly disagree. We're like a married couple that just has decided that they're just going to not disagree about anything because they've disagreed so many times in their lives.
Right.
Hey, Jeff, you were the one to make that decision.
What do you got, Jeff?
The first game that I have is actually a game that we slightly disagree on. It's actually your hometown team. I won't say the actually name of the mascot because that's very, very controversial. But right. I like Washington plus +7 against Dallas. And this really comes down to how good or bad you think that Colt McCoy is versus Alex Smith. And I think it's not that big of a downgrade. I think that this is a big overreaction. And I just don't think Dallas is that good. And so I think Washington, even with the injuries, plus +7 against Dallas is value.
Rufus, are you with him on that one? No,
I disagree. I mean, I'm not on the Cowboys either, but I think it's an overreaction to Alex Smith in his performance this year. I mean, there's been cluster injuries at the offensive line. Their wide receiver yes. core is decimated. No yes. Chris Thompson. And Colt McCoy, he's 7-16 as a starter in his career. Alex Smith, 94-66. Do I hope I'm wrong? Do I hope McCoy's better than Alex Smith? Of course I do. I'm a Redskins fan. But yeah. but I don't think the numbers back it up.
So you would take Dallas?
He would lay off.
If I was forced to choose. I make the number 7.5.
Okay.
I mean, the Redskins, they cannot continue to get this lucky in turnovers. They're +12 in turnover margin.
Wow.
God. That's very big.
Yeah.
That's very big.
It's very big.
All right, Jeff, what else do you have?
By the way, Alex Smith gets
a lot of
credit.
I'm going to take Cincinnati -3 over Cleveland. This is one thing, like Rufus and I just recorded our podcast, so I know he agrees with me on this. But generally, Cleveland is the narrative around them is that they are on the up and up. They're going to hire Condoleezza Rice as their next coach. And they're going to fix everything. So with that, you would expect that they could certainly beat a Cincinnati team that's highly, you know, injured, in turmoil. They just brought in Hugh Jackson, blah, blah, blah. But I disagree. I mean, I think Cincinnati -3 is value. I think Cincinnati is a much better team.
The notion that they would interview Condoleezza Rice to be the coach at Cleveland
is such an awesome story, though.
It's a great story. It's so crazy. Just crazy. I can't go into it.
Well, which politician would make the best head coach? That's a really good question, I think.
The answer is Donald Trump,
right,
because he's
Trump.
The answer to every question.
Yes, it's obvious. Donald
Many J. people Trump. Say he's already the best
Rufus,
coach.
Rufus, you agree with him on this game.
I do agree, yeah.
All right, we're going to give Rufus a chance to pick some games at the end. Go ahead, Jeff. What else?
All right, I'm going to take Miami +7.5 at Indy. This was a game that was actually 10 earlier, and Rufus and I talked about how we both gone in at 10, but we still like it at 7.5. You know, there's a lot of momentum around Indy. Everyone thinks Indy is like the team now to watch out for.
Well, Andrew Luck has gone 7 straight games with 3 or more touchdown passes. Andrew Luck looks good again, right?
No, he's looked great. His offensive line is finally good and all that kind of stuff. But, like, in what world should they be giving 7.5 to a Miami team? I just don't see it. And I think this is still value, even though it's moved from 10 to 7.5.
Isn't that a big move in the NFL, 10 to 7.5? Or not really?
Well, it is, but
it hasn't.
Well, I mean, I think part of it was because we didn't know if Tannehill was going to be playing.
Tannehill is going to play.
And now that came out, and so I think...
So, yeah, got it.
Yeah, Brock Vember's done.
Yeah. All right, what do you got? Go ahead, Jeff.
That just goes to tell you how bad Brock is, because, like, in the world where people are like, holy, Tannehill? Like, is it worth that much?
Right. Oh, man, thank God Tannehill's playing.
What else?
Yeah, no one said nobody ever. Finally, Philly -6 over the Giants. Philly, this is a crazy line. It's like a huge overreaction to what's happened recently. Philly still is immensely talented. Although they lost to the Saints, obviously, and got killed, like, the Saints are one of the top two or three teams in the NFL. And clearly this is a situation where the Giants have beaten some bad teams and everyone thinks, oh, they've turned it around. But Philly -6 over the Giants seems like a bargain.
So you're going to pick four games this week. No college games, just four pro games.
No, I got one. I'll pick one more.
Go ahead.
And I'll pick one more, and that's Pittsburgh over Denver. At Denver, Pittsburgh -3. I like Pittsburgh with sort of the extra rest they have. Denver coming off like a very, very big win against San Diego. I know Denver typically has a pretty big home field advantage, but I think Pittsburgh is figured a lot of stuff out, and I think they are going to be a tough team in the AFC going forward. They're like the team that no one's really talking about because they're talking about KC and New England.
Thank you, Jeff. Why don't you stay on the line so we're going to have Rufus pick some games.
You can critique Rufus.
Well, I disagree with that pick.
Go ahead.
Well, I disagree with that pick. I took Denver, but I got them at +3.5. So ideally, the game, Pittsburgh wins by 3, and then everybody's happy.
Right.
But I'm a little more happy.
Right.
But, I mean, I want to know, Jeff, narrative. Ben Roethlisberger on the road. He's never been that good on the road. I know because he's my fantasy quarterback.
I don't even pay attention to that stuff. Rufus, you know I don't even pay attention to that stuff. I don't even know these narratives unless I have to listen to Kevin Sheehan talk about them.
Oh! Shots fired.
You don't ever have to listen to Kevin Sheehan.
Wow.
Boom. I love Jeff.
You're
going to
pick a game
met.
Or two for us, Rufus?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
What do we want, college or NFL?
College.
We want college. Okay.
You got a Georgetown pick? Georgetown College football? What?
You can pick whatever you want. I mean, yeah, whatever you want.
Let's do some college. I'm going to take Oklahoma laying 2.5 at West Virginia in a game that most likely they have to win. Or they have to win if they want to make the playoffs still. Oklahoma's defense has been abysmal recently. I think the narrative that firing their defensive coordinator, Mike Stoops, was going to, like, you know, change everything is out the window now. They gave up 40 to Kansas. They gave up 47 to Oklahoma State. And Kansas is the 97th rated offense, according to my rating. So they were going in. They're a little bit better now because, you know, Oklahoma made them look better. But Oklahoma's offense is the best in college football by a wide margin. And that, in general, you know, there's more of a spread in offensive talent than there is in defensive talent. And so they're a full 11 points better than the West Virginia offense, which is pretty good offense with Will Grier at quarterback. And so I make that spread 5.5. I got it at pick. It's all the way at 2.5 now, but it's still good enough, I think, to take.
Are you influenced at all by the fact that West Virginia just lost last week and pretty much is out of any playoff picture now?
To me, it isn't that they lost. It's how they played.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And they gave up, what, 45 points to Oklahoma State? I mean...
Oklahoma State scores a lot of points, and I thought that Oklahoma State when what did Mike Gundy say earlier about
was so it, great Twitter.
I said I'm a man, I'm 40.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah,
that is so great.
All right, what else you got for us?
So let's see. We're gonna go with San Diego State -17 against Hawaii.
Yeah, I had that one.
Oh, that's a card.
I told
game
you,
right there.
Watch the Aztecs.
Right.
You know.
Did.
Well, I just hate the Rainbow Warriors or the what are they, is that what they are?
Yeah, Rainbow Warriors.
They had to change their name before, right? They used to be.
Yes. Yeah. They. Well, go ahead. Talk.
No, Hawaii's, no, no. That's. I mean, I've faded Hawaii basically every game this season, and we had UNLV +6.5 against Hawaii last week, and Jeff texts me, and says we're gonna have a perfect week for our college picks. At the time, Hawaii was down 21-6. Of course, they come back and win.
They win.
Lose. So,
yeah.
Yeah. They won. That's the Jeff Ma jinx.
Give us a pro game.
My fault.
Okay. Cooler. Pro game. I'll give you one that Jeff didn't give. We agreed on three of them, but I'm taking Oakland +10.5 at Baltimore.
I think, you know, I know you all had a chat with Jeff last week about Oakland and whether that narrative that they'd quit and they were trying to lose or something
to
that
effect. Well, they won. They won on the last.
They did win.
Yeah, last second kick. And I assume that Lamar Jackson will be quarterbacking for Baltimore. That's apparently right.
Flacco is still not ready.
I think that's the assumption. I don't think we know for certain. Mm-hmm. However, I think that is a downgrade, even though I know a lot of people from Baltimore want or clamoring for Jackson to get the start.
And I think he will next year. I think he'll be the starter.
And Flacco is not a good quarterback. He's a below average quarterback. But, you know, they can run the whole system with him. You know, Lamar Jackson is a rookie who doesn't have a lot of experience. No. And there are going to be growing pains. And, you know, even if you're a top prospect. Well, and Lamar Jackson I don't think anybody thought he was just going to be able to come in and light it up. Mm-hmm. So
God,
I think that's just a lot of points.
They ran him a ton, too. So we'll take those. Oh.
Thank you, Jeff.
There was one more game, the Georgetown giving 3 to LSU.
Give me that.
Okay.
So the name of the podcast that Rufus and Jeff do is Bet the Process, and we encourage people, particularly Gary, who didn't have any knowledge of it.
I have it right here on my phone.
I want to talk about one thing before we get out. We had this opportunity yesterday, Wilbon and I, on PTI.
Yeah.
To talk to Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods
about
this thing that's going to happen on Friday that I don't know how to... I want to have it. I even have a special code, and I still, with my code, don't know how to get it. I don't know how to get the thing. So in any case, we're going to have them on. We don't request them. They request us. Wow. They want to be on the PTI show. The interview is awful. It's awful.
Are they both? They're both.
They're sitting there.
But where is it?
Shadow Creek, Las Vegas.
Okay, they're so together.
They're together, yeah. But remote. That's all I was just wondering.
They're remote, but they are physically together.
Yeah,
we hear them. They hear us. We see them. We know them. Phil. The first thing Phil says off air is happy birthday to Wilbon. I mean, so and Phil has come to Columbia to play. And I don't know Tiger, but Wilbon knows Tiger. So this is... What I wanted to do in honor of Sands was call when we were done, say, thanks, Woody.
That would have been just fast. Thanks,
anyway, TW. It's terrible for two reasons. It's terrible
Tiger, right?
Because Phil is selling and selling and selling. And Phil looks into the camera and he says, what is the acronym he uses? He goes, FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Don't have FOMO. And he's trying to sell it.
Some 22-year-old PR person was like, say FOMO.
And Tiger doesn't like to be... talk to, basically.
Right.
Now, Tiger is reluctantly doing
my
this
world.
And is letting Phil answer everything, and then he joins in. And on any objective measure, it was awkward and unsuccessful. It was unsuccessful. Even though I finally got Phil to take out, I was trying to get Phil. By the end, I was saying, well, the money that you guys are playing for is not even your money. Why don't you just play a $10 Nassau with automatic presses on two down so that maybe $50 changes hands? Wouldn't that be more realistic for everybody watching? And Phil finally, the light goes off in his head, and Phil takes out a wad of bills.
It
seemed to be about $8 million. Peels off 100 and just gives it to Tiger. And look, it says, does that make you happy? And I go, yes, it makes me very happy.
That's good TV.
But with all of this, with all of my doubts about it, and with all of my thinking, we did it badly, we should have been better, the fact that they were on the shot.
That's cool.
This was a live shot. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson.
It's pretty cool.
It was, to me, it was thrillingly successful. Because when is that going to happen? They didn't even like each other.
It's not going to happen again.
You know, it's like me and Gary on the same podcast.
So I was so jacked up about this whole thing, even though I knew that it was artfully, it didn't work.
Do you have any intel on how the early numbers are, how it's looking?
Had to have rated. Had to.
No, I'm sorry. For people buying that event.
I have no idea. It's $20. That is, it's going to last 4 hours.
For all 18? That's not bad.
It's $20. That's two movies that probably cost $10 each. I don't buy stuff on my phone.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. No. But I want to see this. I don't want to see every inch
of it. And you will get it, but you want to come back to it.
I want to wander
around.
You will
order it. You will figure out how to order it, even without Michael.
Without Michael,
I'm available on my text if you need me.
So the thing about
it
is,
it goes like 10 and 8. I mean, what are they like? How are they scoring it?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything about it. I know Ernie Johnson is calling it. To me, the most important thing is in the dead time when they walk to the ball to take a shot.
Yeah,
who's gonna is Charles Barkley gonna be there?
Right.
Is somebody gonna be there? Will there be life to it, or will it just be the golf shots? So I don't know. But I do want to see it.
By the way, interview better or worse than this interview?
Thank you, Mr. Tony.
That was far better than that.
That's so good.
That's an all-timer.
What's her name?
Thank you, Mr. French Tony.
Oh, that was so awful. That was so...
She really warmed up.
All right, let's get out of here. We'll come back with email and a jingle.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
I've listened to the podcast host who goes by Tony Kornheiser with information for life that will certainly not leave you wiser. All his lack of insight into finance are conspicuous. He rarely carries credit cards, which simply is ridiculous. The things he doesn't know about healthcare are incomparable. And most finance reports on hockey strikingly unbearable. He's full of naught but insult for the field of volcanology. And please don't get me started on his gaffes in anthropology. His views on primatology are shockingly inaccurate, and still he likes to brag about his honorary doctorate. That's insights you could get from drinking 12 to 14 Budweisers, but what did you expect from listening to Tony Kornheiser?
Brad Weiss from the Pirates of Penzance, upset about my lack of knowledge on anthropology because he has a doctorate in anthropology.
Yes, right. Does. Who doesn't?
You know, well, I don't.
Yeah,
I have
neither,
a doctorate
actually.
In humane letters, and it's honorary.
I'll go to the extra one, I'll give you.
I actually thanks. Do, but I don't like to flaunt it like Brad does.
Before we get to the mailbag, let me thank Meet the Press host Chuck Todd.
Sleep
let me
guys.
Thank Jeff Ma and Rufus Peabody, the host of the podcast Bet the Process. Let me thank James Carville for speaking into his phone.
Honestly,
and
his
being
finest
prepared.
Performance.
Fantastic.
Let me thank today's sponsors, ExpressVPN, MeUndies, and 23andMe. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. If you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave us a review. From Tim Schmidt in Austin, Texas. By the way, did I wish a happy birthday to Andrew before? If Andrew's still out
you
here,
did not
happy
on
birthday,
the air.
Happy yeah. birthday to Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
From Tim Schmidt, I spend all my summers at Minnetonka Beach on Lake Minnetonka. I hear there was a reference to our slice of heaven on yesterday's show. Was it comparing our luscious waters to the Caribbean, or mentioning our amazing parks and bike trails, or was it in reference to the Minnetonka High School grad and nose tackle supreme Bo Allen, who first went to Wisconsin where he routinely beat Northwestern before playing last season for the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, who badly smacked around the Bears 31-3. Either way, I'm sure it was a lovely reference. Thank you. From Brian S. Tarrant. Welcome to my world. As I listened to your Chicago TSA experience, I couldn't help but laugh. I've had a hip replacement for years and always opt for the scanner, but on my last trip to Austin, Texas, the scanner was down, so I was forced to have a physical search. My wife watched in shock as the TSA agent put his hands in places that I'd rather not touch myself. When it was over, I walked over to my wife and exclaimed, "Good news, honey. My prostrate's in great shape."
Moon
Thanks
River.
For the many years of laughs and great journalism. Have fun on your next trip. The TSA never forgets. From Catherine Fahey in Chicago, Illinois. People Magazine recently released a Hallmark holiday movie drinking game, which you and Chessie could play, given that it's on regularly in your home. Drink if the camera pans over the New York City or L.A. skyline.
Oh.
The lead actress's character is named Eve, Holly, Joy, or Noel. Two drinks if her last name is Kloss or Kringle. The main character works as a journalist, banker, or corporate businesswoman. Two drinks if any of those are a family business. Three drinks if that company is being threatened in any way by a large corporation. The star has a Grinch-like boss who doesn't get the holidays, and the leading lady is heading to a small town on assignment during the holidays. Two drinks if it's her hometown. Take a shot if she's also up for a promotion. Where's the gazebo drinking?
Yeah,
given the amount of alcohol that could be consumed during a single movie and the fact that you were for profit, perhaps Chatter could be the official bar of the Hallmark Channel and sponsor a weekly Hallmark movie night. From Bill LaHecca in upstate New York, during your pat down at O'Hare on Sunday, when the TSA agent came behind you and put his hand down your pants, did Unchained Melody start playing like it did for Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore in Ghost? P.S. TSA pre-check is the best $80 I've ever spent. This is what Dave Sims told me.
You
got to
do. You
got
to just do clear.
Get this.
Just do clear. Clear is even better than pre-check. You got to go to the. You have to go to the airport.
Yeah, clear limits you. Pre-check does not. In terms of airports,
I don't want to go to the airport.
He's gonna fly. He's only gonna fly out of a certain number of high-end urban airports.
Neil and Rockville, as a public service this time of year, please remind all your listeners to remember that as God is my witness, turkeys do not fly. A haiku for Thanksgiving from Shad begins with wine, then football, a nap, and ends with ice cream at the sink. from Adam in Portland, Oregon. Thank you for yesterday's 6 senile degrees of separation. The Michael has early onset dementia edition. Tony, Michael has his picture taken with that girl. Michael, the Conrad girl from the hills. Tony, Robert Conrad. Gary, no, you mean Robert Wagner. Tony, he was married to Natalie Wagner. Tori, you mean Natalie Wood. Gary, Nigel knows Christopher Walken, third base. From Dr. Eric Walker in Ellicott City, Maryland. Yeah, it's actually Kevin. A few weeks ago, after a long and bad day at work, I was surprised and made happy when Andrew from New Hampshire had you wish me a happy birthday. Today, I would like to return the favor. Andrew Walker and family will be celebrating his birthday at Chatter. That's happy birthday, Andrew.
We got it twice.
On Wednesday night.
So nice he named it twice.
Please give him a birthday shout-out. He came to Chatter on his birthday last year as well. You probably don't remember him, but you might remember giving him a microwave cookbook from the 80s. Michael pegged him as an anthropology major from his association with the jingle Brad Weiss at William & Mary, and Nigel reminisced about his radio days at Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. Please don't mention his sister Mallory Elizabeth Walker, as she embarrasses way too early. And from Hampton Nager, there is no greater telltale of who has children and who hasn't than the idea of goat yoga. If you like the idea of some yelling, pooing creature crawling all over you as you try to do a plank, then by all means stop on by at Hampton Nager this week for the low, low rate of $1 per pound of fourth grader. Our team of experts are standing by and ready to help you not do yoga, or for that matter, anything else that requires sustained attention. It's what they do. Casa Nager, making your disposable income our disposable income since 2005. If you're out on your bike tonight, everyone, as always, do wear white.
We're not going to be sucked this year.
Ah!
We're the Stanley Cup champions! Yeah!
Dear brokenhearted, I hope this letter makes it to you. Wanna finish what you started, but there was nothing you could do, nothing you could do. Your days have lost their color, and you worry late at night that there'll never be another that lights you up so bright, that lights you up so bright. Feels like you're coming undone. If you hang on, the best is yet to come. There'll be blazing sunsets and butterflies. More hellos than goodbyes. You'll get over what wasn't meant to be, and it will be just a memory. You're gonna make it through, you got so much to look forward to. Love future you. Love future you. Dear heavy-hearted, I know your plans are in pieces. From here it's all uncharted. Can't stop the echoes in your head, echoes in your head. I know it feels like you're coming undone. The best is yet to come. There'll be blazing sunsets and butterflies. More hellos than goodbyes. You'll get over what wasn't meant to be, and it will be just a memory. You're gonna make it through, you got so much to look forward to. Love future you. Love future you. Just to turn back, just to turn back. So take it easy on yourself, you know you've earned that. Yeah, you've earned that. Just a memory. You gotta make.
make it through. You got so much to look forward to. The future you. The future you. The future you. Upstream I did go. Too painful on the bottom. Thorns grow thick and I can't see the sun. Climb higher, leave the past behind. Take pictures, remember it's not done. Circles in my head, always I'm questioning my mind. I'll let the truth flow out of me, tired of fearing what I'll find. Well, yesterday is certain, tomorrow is a dream for fools of fear. I don't write the scripts, I don't. Until it clears.
Jackson, I have come to Jackson. I